Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Explosive Ordnance Unit are investigating a vehicle that might have had an explosive device go off inside of it earlier this morning. Deputies responded to an apartment complex off of Highway 96 in Willow Creek and contacted a 23-year-old man who told deputies that he saw black smoke coming from the inside of his red pickup truck. An observing deputy noticed that the doors on the vehicle appeared to be bowed outwards and the front windshield was shattered. He then concluded that some type of device was detonated inside of the truck. The Explosive Ordnance Unit were called to the scene and an investigation into this incident has been opened. A served search warrant at a residence in the 2200 block of Kipling Drive in Humboldt Hill early this morning led to the arrest of three people and the confiscation of marijuana. The County Drug Task Force and Sheriff's deputies searched the residence and located close to 300 growing marijuana plants, 14 pounds of unprocessed marijuana, and stolen fishing equipment that belonged to a neighbor. The three people contacted at the residence, Ryan Doucette, Dylan LaFranchi, and Taylor Crystal, were all arrested and booked into county jail on various drug charges. Another budget meeting is underway today at Eureka City Council chambers, and the city will hear budget reports from the remaining city departments. Wednesday's meeting saw Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods present their revised budgets for their respective departments as they try to help bridge the city's budget gap for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Woods presented his revised budget, which proposes the fire department reduce costs by $700,000, a proposal which includes the Browning out of Station 4 on Myrtle Avenue. Chief Mills proposed that his department reduce costs by over $830,000 by removing part-time annuitants and eliminating police services officer positions, two of which Mills plans to convert into other positions. City Manager Greg Sparks said earlier this week that sworn-in positions will not be affected by possible layoffs. The Food and Research Action Center released a study that shows 80% of low-income eligible kids in California who usually get free or reduced meals during the school year do not get those same conditions during the summer. Director Patrice Chamberlain with the California Summer Meal Coalition at the Institute for Local Government said that there is a real need for greater awareness and greater support from school districts and community leaders to make sure that these sites are available and that families know about them. The number of Californian families using the summer lunch program has actually increased in the last 2 years, and Chamberlain cited the drought as one of the reasons why, stating parents are either losing farming jobs or working fewer hours, and that leads to a heavier reliance on food assistance programs. The California Highway Patrol will increase their numbers in the safety corridor of Highway 101 for the next 3 weeks as Caltrans continues to work on trimming trees along the southbound lanes. This came at the request of the local cycling community, and both the CHP and Caltrans advise cyclists to use Route 255 as an alternate biking route. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A man was sentenced to life for murder. Dan Squire has more.
A federal jury found him guilty of murder following a trial in March of this year. And on Wednesday, federal judge Edward Chin sentenced Michael Wilde to life in prison plus 35 years for the shooting death of a man and the wounding of a second man in 2010 at a marijuana farm Wilde ran in Neyland. Wilde had planted a marijuana garden with more than 1,500 plants in Neyland and hired two immigrants from Guatemala and a third man to tend to the grow. In August of 2010, after the three men had decided to quit due to a lack of pay and poor working conditions, Wilde arrived at the property and shot one man, Mario Juarez Madrid, dead after running him down and firing the last shot into the back of his skull at point-blank range. Wilde then shot Pablo Lopez Paz in the face, but he and a third man, Christopher Bigelow, managed to elude Wilde and hide overnight before being found and contacting authorities.
Thank you, Dan. Following a four-day trial, a Humboldt County jury has found Mark Nero guilty of assault with a deadly weapon, second-degree robbery, and mayhem for the stabbing of a woman at 3rd and C Streets in Eureka in November of last year. The assault was captured on a nearby surveillance video system and showed Nero attacking the woman, stabbing her in the face and causing a wound that required a dozen stitches, and then robbing her. He faces up to 13 years in state prison and, due to special circumstances, must serve at least 85% of whatever sentence he receives. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.